Do you want to plan a Disney vacation but don't know where to start? Let the experts at FTM Travel customize a Disney vacation tailored to your family. FTM Travel has earned the distinction of being named a Disney earmarked agency with a dedicated team that is ready to help you with all of your Disney destination dreams. From Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney, and Aulani in Hawaii, let our agents turn your vacation dreams into your dream vacation. Visit our website at www.ftmtravel, so that's F like ferry, T like trip, M like mother, or email us at info@ftmtravel.com. Be sure to mention that you heard about them on the Rebecca Enchanted podcast. Welcome to episode 25 of Rebecca Enchanted. I'm Rebecca Mitchell, your fairy podmother. Thank you for joining me today and happy new year. I appreciate you allowing me to take a little bit of a break over the holidays, but I am back and I'm going to be releasing weekly episodes on Tuesdays throughout the year. If you have ideas or suggestions about things you would like to learn more about, definitely reach out to me via social media. You can find me at Rebecca Enchanted on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Today's episode is actually a request that I got. I got a request to learn more about trips for adults. So not focusing on children, but maybe a girlfriend's trip or, like I've done a trip with my mom, my aunt, and my sister. So kind of that multi-generational trip, couples only, that kind of thing. So today I'm going to go over my recommendations for things to do, places to stay, things to enjoy when you're doing an adults only trip. So first let's start with where to stay if you're doing an adults only trip. So my first recommendation is kind of two resorts, the beach or the yacht club, mainly for the pool and the access to Epcot. So one of my recommendations for adult only trips is spending a lot of time at Epcot, exploring the countries, enjoying the food, enjoying the drinks mostly. So that is one of the reasons I recommend beach and yacht club, because you could do either. They share the same pool, they have the same access to the International Gateway. And also in the same area is Boardwalk Inn. So if you're not able to get into beach and yacht, Boardwalk would be just as great. There, it's easy to walk between those resorts, very easy. So there are going to be things coming up that I recommend when I talk about restaurants and activities and things to do. And this area is really great for that, for kind of some adult and more elevated options when it comes to dining and fun. And the beach and yacht club pool cannot be beat. So if I'm thinking like, okay, I'm going with my girlfriends, we're going to spend some time at Epcot doing food and wine, and then we're going to spend a lot of time relaxing by the pool. That's what draws me to Epcot, or to beach and yacht specifically. Boardwalk's pool is like, it has a clown in it, which scares me. So that's something I avoid. So my preference is beach and yacht because of that. But take a look at that pool. If it doesn't bother you, Boardwalk would be totally just as fine for you. And then the other resorts that I think are really great for adults only, for especially couples, I think Grand Floridian is really great. It would be a great splurge. You would feel like you're treating yourself. It's beautiful. So many great dining options. And then Contemporary, I love for the monorail access. I love for how close it is to Magic Kingdom to walk back and forth. And then I also really, really, really love the view of the Magic Kingdom. You'd be able to, if you got a theme park view, you could watch the fireworks from your room. And then Polynesian, I really like for the monorail access. And then I just really like the vibe of the resort. It's chill but elevated is kind of how I would describe it. So it's really beautiful, and it's nice to just spend some time there. So those are the other recommendations I have for resorts. And then looking at the moderate category, my favorite resort, and this would work for adults as well, is French Quarter, Port Orleans French Quarter. Really, it's a beautiful resort for if you wanted to just take a stroll in the evening. They also have horse-drawn carriage rides, so that's really nice. So French Quarter would be my choice in the moderate category if you're doing an adults-only trip. And then in the value category, I would kind of stay away from it if I was doing an adults-only trip, but sometimes that's not possible. So I would recommend Pop Century. That is my favorite in the value resort category, but you're not going to get a lot of bells and whistles with that. That's just going to kind of just be a place to lay your head at night. But as far as values go, they have the more recently updated rooms, and then also they have great transportation, I think. So now I want to talk about resort dining experiences. And keep in mind, even if you're not staying at the specific resort that I mentioned, you can always make a reservation and go eat over there. So first I want to talk about California Grill at the Contemporary. The food is outstanding. You have a lovely view of the Magic Kingdom, which means if you're there around fireworks time, and even if you're not, even if you eat earlier, you can come back for the fireworks from their balcony. But it's a really nice experience. So that's definitely one I recommend for adults. And then Citricoast at the Grand Floridian, and then also Victoria and Albert's at Grand Floridian. So these are both regarded as pretty much the best dining experiences at Walt Disney World, if not like, in the whole Orlando area. I mean, they're really world-renowned restaurants. Both have a unique chef's table experience as well. So, that would be great as a group if you wanted to do something like that. It's really, really unique and a really special experience if you want to do that. Flying Fish at Boardwalk, at Disney's Boardwalk, great experience. These are all just like kind of, I mentioned them for adults because they're just kind of a little bit more elevated. Like, don't think big portions, think smaller portions with unique flavoring. Not unique flavoring, but it's just kind of more elevated dining experiences. Also same, and I've never tried this one, so I don't know, but it's listed under the fine dining. Il Mulino at the Disney World Swan Hotel. I mean, it has really decent reviews, so I haven't tried it, but it's something that you may want to look into, especially if you're staying in that area. And then at Animal Kingdom Lodge, Jiko is really the like A plus restaurant there. I have tried that. It is fantastic. Very unique flavoring, but well worth it. It's amazing. And then they also have a wine tasting experience there as well. And then Narcosis. I missed Narcosis for Grand Floridian. Really amazing, kind of American seafood, that kind of thing. Really, really, really delicious. Really great flavors there. And then but if you're looking for a steak, if you got somebody in your party that's like, I just want a steak, Yachtsman Steakhouse at the Yacht Club is really the place to go. So then, as far as like going around the resorts and kind of doing a bar crawl for or pub crawl for lack of a better term, there are some really great offerings. So if you're at the monorail resorts, what I would do is I would start at the Wave and have a drink or two, and then go on to the Polynesian and go to the Trader Sam's there, and then probably end my night at the Citricoast Lounge at the Grand Floridian. They do offer a Highway in the Sky experience where you go between those three resorts. You have drink and dining options as well, and then you can also watch the Happily Ever After fireworks from the Contemporary. So that's kind of one of those enchanting extras that you might want to look into. I haven't done it, but by all accounts, it's a great experience. And then kind of moving over to the Epcot area, you might want to start your night at the Ale and Compass at the Yacht Club, and then head over to the Boardwalk, and you could do the Abracadabra, which is a really neat dining, or excuse me, really neat atmosphere, bar experience. And then probably end your night at Jelly Rolls, which is a piano bar. Super, super fun. I mean, I don't know who doesn't love a piano bar, but it's really nice. And then you can just walk back to, whichever resort you're staying at in that area. And then also keep in mind, even if you're not staying at those resorts, you can do this tour as well. You can Uber to and from, that kind of thing. So, those are really fun options if you're into that. Okay, once you've narrowed down where you'd like to stay, it'll be time to plan out your park days. As I mentioned, I think Epcot is just a wonderful choice for adults. It's not so ride heavy, so there's a lot of exploring to do, a lot of different things to look at in the World Showcase, but you can still be a kid and kind of do some of the hands-on stuff in Future World. And of course, it's the Park of Festivals. So in the spring, or excuse me, like right now, like early winter, early late winter, early spring, you get the Festival of the Arts. In the springtime, you get the Flower and Garden Festival. In the summer, there's nothing really in the summer months, but then in fall you get Food and Wine Festival, and then after Food and Wine, so starting right around Thanksgiving, is the International Festival of International the Holidays, International Festival of Holidays. Sorry. So those are all great because they have the food booths that you can try, and then they have some concerts, especially like the Eat to the Beat concerts during Food and Wine. They bring back some cool acts like Boyz II Men would be like my number one choice, and Tiffany and those kinds of things. And then during the Festival of the Arts, they have Broadway performances. And during the Flower and Garden Festival, they have, I think it's called Garden Rocks concerts, similar to Eat to the Beat, where they kind of bring in some acts, and those are included with your admission. So you can pop in and out as you like, or if you're like me and you would stake out a seat to see Boyz II Men, so you could wave at them. That's what I would do. So Epcot is a really, really, it would be the one I would hit really heavy as an adults only trip. Not to mention, there are so many wonderful restaurants to dine at in Epcot. I wouldn't hesitate to recommend really a single one of them. My main favorites are Chefs de France, as I like to say, and Le Cellier in Canada, Chefs de France is in France, and Rose and Crown in the UK Pavilion. Honestly, there's so many. You could do just have the best time. If you're doing like a couples thing, I would kind of stay away from Beer Garden unless you really want to talk to a lot of other people, because you're seated family style, and so it's just kind of not as intimate as if you're sitting at a restaurant, just the two of you. So that would be something. And then there are just so many great places to stop and grab a drink at Epcot. So one of my favorite places at Epcot to stop by and grab a drink is La Cava de Tequila. The ambiance is great, a lot of great selections, and you can get some snacks there as well. It's just really delightful and a great place to sit back and have a drink and some laughs. Another really fun experience at Epcot is the Rose and Crown Pub. You do not need a reservation there. So it's just kind of a traditional British pub. And then in addition to that, they do offer the Rose and Crown Tea experience, which is like a traditional British tea, and that does take reservations. So like I'm thinking my mom would like that. Like that's so if you're doing that kind of trip, that would be a little fun added thing to throw into your trip. Okay, moving on to Animal Kingdom for adults. So, I think everything there is really fun. It would really check the boxes for your party. Maybe you could skip, like, It's Tough to Be a Bug, but they have, so this is kind of fun. They have the Wilderness Explorers thing that's for kids. But when I went with my mom and my aunt and my sister, we all tried it. And my mom and my aunt had a booklet together, my sister and I, and we competed to see who could get more because we did split up quite a bit. So the Animal Kingdom is just a beautiful park to enjoy. Pandora I think Pandora is best to explore both during the day and at night. During the day, you see the details. At night, you get the bioluminescence and really the awe factor of all of it. It's so amazing. And of course, Flight of Passage is probably, I think, in my opinion, the best ride at Disney World right now. So I recommend doing that, especially for your adults only trip. And then something else I recommend at Animal Kingdom is the Nomad Lounge, which is located next to Tiffin's Restaurant. Tiffin's Restaurant is a great option if you are, a party of adults that wants to be a little bit more adventurous. And then, of course, the Nomad Lounge is a great place to just kind of relax and take a seat. And then also at Animal Kingdom, if maybe you're looking for something a little less adventurous, Yak and Yeti is a good choice for adults as well. And then just kind of all around Animal Kingdom, you can get some really tasty treats, some tasty beverages. They've kind of done a really good job of locating places to have a refreshing cocktail around the park. So enjoy those as you're around the park. Don't forget to also drink water when you're doing that. And then also, I think the Tree of Life, it, of course, is a centerpiece of Animal Kingdom, and they do light projections at night, and they're just run continuously. And I can't tell you how much I love that. We enjoyed it. And then even there's this little section between Africa and Asia, and there's this little kind of by the river or whatever it is around the park. There's a few, I was going to say loungers, but rocking chairs. And my sister and I just happened to find that spot, and we just sat there and we watched the lights, and it was just really, like, I'll never forget it. It was a really beautiful moment and a really nice place to just chill and watch that beautiful, beautiful show. Okay, Hollywood Studios. If you've got thrill seekers in your bunch, this is the park to go to. So, Rock and Roller Coaster is the only roller coaster that goes upside down at Walt Disney World. So that's for thrill seekers. And then Tower of Terror is, it's a thrill ride as well. It drops you, so that is really fun for adults. And I like it at night. And if you listen to one of the previous podcasts, my brother-in-law told me last time to put my hands up. And I did. And I loved it more than I've ever loved it before. Like, I've literally gotten out of line for that ride because I got anxiety about riding it. And so now I'm not afraid to, because I just put my hands up and it's super fun. So so for your thrill seekers, that's going to do it. And then, of course, Slinky Dog Dash in the new Toy Story Land. That is also really fun. Even if it's more of a family coaster, it's delightful. It's a really, really fun coaster. And then for dining experiences there, I would say Hollywood Brown Derby is a really nice one to do with adults. It's, again, it's not such an elevated menu. It's just kind of a little bit different. And it's really nice. And there is a nice little bar there as well that's fun. And Baseline Tap House is another one. That's a nice little lounge. And you can, it just has snacks, pretzels, charcuterie board, like that kind of thing. And then also the other one I was thinking about for adult only is the 50s Primetime Cafe. So this kind of goes back to the 1950s and just kind of hearty food like that. So depending on the ages of people in your party, I mean, I don't want to say like it's so it's a crowd pleaser, I would say, like, for the older members of your party. But I went there recently and really had a great experience, and I hadn't been there since I was a kid. And I do remember it from when I was a kid. So it's not one I'd skip with families, but I think it might be more nostalgic, obviously, for people who lived during that time. And then again, Hollywood Studios has quite a few places that you can grab drinks around the park. So be sure and do that and enjoy it. And again, keep drinking water. So for Magic Kingdom, what I'd really like you to do when you go is to just be a kid. I mean, of course, all the parks, but I feel like Magic Kingdom is where you can really let loose and just be a kid again. And that's, I think, what I like about going as an adult is I don't have to be mom. I can just be a kid again and enjoy it. Part of that, I think, is meeting the characters. I think meeting the characters is really fun as adults. They're really playful with the groups usually, and they never make you feel like weird for being there as adults without any kids. So that's really fun. And then, of course, if you have thrill seekers, you'll want to do the mountains, Space Mountain, Splash Mountain, and Big Thunder Mountain. And then also just kind of enjoy the more nostalgic rides, Carousel of Progress, Enchanted Tiki Room, and the Country Bear Jamboree. Those are all really fun as adults. You just sit and have a nice break and get out of the sun and really enjoy those shows. And then also the Tomorrowland Transit Authority or the People Mover, that's kind of a crowd pleaser with adults because everybody can sit and enjoy and you're out of the sun and it's kind of a longer ride. So you really get to take a nice rest on it. So I recommend that. And then as far as dining, I would really recommend doing Be Our Guest for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. At dinner, it's a prefix menu, a table service meal. And if you're on the dining plan, it actually is 2 credits. But for breakfast and lunch, it is considered quick service. You do need a reservation, but it's just kind of a nicer dining experience. And for breakfast, if you get a pre-park opening breakfast, so like let's say the park is opening at 9 a.m., you get a reservation at 8 a.m., you get into the park before it opens. You can take pictures with, you know, less crowds because they do open the park up to people, just about up to the castle, but you can get pictures with less people in it, and then you're already ahead of the crowd too. So I can't remember if I've talked about this on another podcast, but this is what we like to do. So we like to get a reservation around 8:05. And go get our pictures taken and then go in, have breakfast. And then we're ready for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train right away when we get out. So there's a line that kind of forms, but that line feeds right into the line. It opens before the park opens usually. So you're ahead of the crowd. So every time I've done that, I've walked right on to Seven Dwarfs Mine Train with, you know, hardly any wait. And I do that even if I have a fast pass for it because I do want to ride it more than once. So that's just kind of a little tip on that. And that's why I recommend it. Usually adults are ready to kind of get up and get going and then, you know, get ready for the day. So that is kind of what I recommend there. I would also recommend for adults, because it's just if you have more adventurous eaters, the Jungle Navigation Skipper Canteen. And that I've actually heard from my clients how amazing it is. I have yet to eat there. But take a look at the menu if you're thinking about it, because it's really kind of just a different menu, something to try for sure. And then again, just remember to be a kid when you're there because you just get to be and it's so fun and get a button that says we're celebrating our girls trip or you know, something like that and just enjoy yourself. And then something else I want you to look into if you're doing an adults only trip are the enchanting extras. And part of that is, you know, maybe you're just paying for yourself or if you're a couple, it's a lot less to try that with just a couple of you or yourself than it is with your family. So this would be the time to try some things like that. This goes anywhere from like a VIP tour to just some other behind the scenes tours. And then they have some early morning magic and then they have also after hours events. And these are just really unique experiences. The after hours especially, really great to have the park pretty much to yourself and you get some snacks associated with that. In addition, there are just really some dessert parties and some nature experiences. You can do different tours at Epcot, like in the aquarium area, or of course, Animal Kingdom has a ton of them. So this is just something I would really recommend exploring and seeing if this is worth it for you. It might even be that you don't get tickets to every park per day. You know, you might want to just do the after hours events, or you might just want to take advantage of the experiences like at Animal Kingdom Lodge instead of doing Animal Kingdom if you're into, you know, animal experiences, that kind of thing. So This is a way to definitely add to your trip, and then also you can kind of plan around it and you can see if this is something that would appeal to your party, of course. And lastly, I wanted to mention Disney Springs. So, a lot of great options, dining options there, the Boathouse, Homecoming, the Edison. The Edison's one of the newer ones, and the atmosphere is really unique, really cool. House of Blues, of course, if you're into music, that would be a great place to spend some time as well. Morimoto Asia is a really neat, the restaurant itself is just gorgeous. And then Raglan Road is fun because they have performers and it's just like a real Irish pub experience. And then if you're into some steaks, that kind of thing, STK Orlando, if that person in your party said, "I really want a steak," and you haven't gotten one yet, STK Orlando is great. And then also Wine Bar George. Really fun. I know my girlfriends and I like to do some wine bars and that kind of thing. So that would be great for your adults trip. In addition to everything at Disney Springs for restaurants, there are a lot of shops and stores, not just Disney themed stores. I mean, they've got, all sorts of stores. So that would be fun to do as well. I know on my girls' trips, we always end up doing some shopping, so that would probably check all those boxes. And of course, Disney Springs is open in the morning, in the afternoon, and evening. So wherever you would want to fit that into your day, it would be a fun spot to end up at night. If you did like a pool day, it'd be fun to end up there at night having dinner and some fun drinks. So that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed hearing about the different ideas for adult trips to Disney World. I know I went over a lot of things, but definitely reach out to me if you have any questions, especially if you have some really concrete ideas about what your group wants to do. We can kind of tailor it more towards that, but these are kind of just some general ideas based on my own trips and feedback I've gotten from clients and friends. So, feel free to reach out to me via social media, and I'm more than happy to help you. And I'll see you real soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.